On the show today, we have Theta Lake's very own Devin Richmond talking about their modern communications survey report. They do this annually, and it's entitled The Security and Compliance Risks of Collaboration Tool Usage in Financial Services. Really, really good stuff. Tons of takeaways. Some really cool key findings in here that I think credit unions will really benefit from. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Devin Redmond from Theta Lake. Devin, how are you, sir?
I am well. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I love the name of your organization, Theta Lake. That's just that's got a really cool ring to it.
Yeah, it's actually it's got a little bit of hidden meaning too. So my co-founder,
tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, my co-founder came up with the idea based on the reality that theta is a Greek symbol that's often used in machine learning algorithms and is very present in the machine learning world. And as you know, organizations are creating lakes and lakes of data. And so it was the concept of applying machine learning to lakes of data that's created by communication platforms.
Right on, right on. I like the hidden meaning behind it all. Good stuff. Yes. Hey, and we're also talking about you guys' latest survey report. It's called Modern Communication Survey Report, The Security and Compliance Risks of Collaboration Tool Usage in Financial Services. So can you give us a quick, summary on this, and we'll kind of dive into some weeds here?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the second annual survey that we've done, really targeting this particular set of users. As you know, or as we mentioned, you know, we're really focused on the compliance and risk or security challenges of leveraging modern collaboration tools. So think Microsoft Teams, Zoom, Cisco WebEx, RingCentral, Slack. And so we want to keep a close bead on the market and what the typical users of those solutions are dealing with from a pain point. Also want to validate that what we see when we're engaging with customers is something that's more broadly reflected in the market. And so we conduct this survey and try and get a sense of how they're thinking about those tools and how they think about the risks of what happens when, you know, users are communicating with other users and sharing information, right? That's usually where risks tend to coalesce and converge, right?
So. Oh, yeah. And so, and before we get into a couple of the findings, who did you talk to for the survey? Who did you guys?
Yeah, so survey results included well over 100 respondents, but then we refined that for key executives in financial services. So think folks in banking, wealth management, insurance, across North America and Europe. And we removed, you know, things like outliers of people from other verticals or potentially not in positions where they would be dealing with these particular types of platforms, and really sought to get a good sense of what had been happening with them since the pandemic, ultimately.
Right. Good stuff. And so let's get into a couple of the key findings. I mean, there's a lot of findings that you guys, but we'll just talk about a couple of them just to kind of, as a teaser, they can go to it and find out more information. But what are a couple of findings that really kind of stood out for you in this one?
Yeah, so I think the baseline is, as you can imagine, rapid adoption of video and chat collaboration, to the extent where since the last time we did a survey, more than 70% growth in the use of video communication, more than 50% use in modern chat tools like Teams and Slack, et cetera. In that particular vertical, which is a pretty massive number, given that the financial services vertical, due to security and compliance constraints, typically adopts communication technologies at a slower pace than the rest of the market.
Yeah, you're right.
But this was very close. So that as a baseline was a really compelling kind of reality in these environments. The next one beyond that is tied to it is, more than 90% of the organizations responded that they're using between 2 and 6 platforms, meaning that you're likely using probably Zoom and Teams or WebEx and Zoom to some capacity in your organization. But oftentimes they were using between 4 and 7, even in that environment. So, and we kind of break that all out in the report, but it just goes to show that unlike traditional communication channels, it's a much more heterogeneous environment, which only expounds the kind of challenges around visibility, because you have users shifting between these different media-rich communication tools, sharing information in different ways on them. them, right? You can do a screen share inside of a WebEx and then switch to WebEx messaging or Microsoft Teams and share a file and transfer a file in that platform. And so that variety of tools and the ease at sharing information was another one of those very derivative findings once you realize that there's a massive adoption and they're using lots of tools. And then underneath that, nearly two-thirds of the respondents came back that they were concerned about the reality that you could use those tools to do exactly that, to share information in a way that wasn't monitored, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the monitoring infrastructure has been built around email and email infrastructure. And now you're shifting to these tools where you can share information more easily in a bigger variety of mechanisms, yet it goes unmonitored. And so there was a big concern from the respondents around how that circumvents their compliance infrastructure and their monitoring infrastructure.
Good point. Well. Yeah. Yeah. And that kind of leads me to my next question is like, okay, the financial services connection here, or in our case, credit unions. So the connection there, is it strictly around a compliance and regulatory issue, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, so we saw kind of a threefold set of impacts, I guess, as you will, in that space. And so first is obviously compliance, right? There's a lot of infrastructure there for regulatory purposes, mm-hmm. for making sure that you're protecting sensitive data that you're collecting, that you're not misleading consumers when you're talking to them, that you have all of that easy to prove in that environment. And that kind of generally sits in that archiving, supervision, being able to report on it. But downstream from that, because these tools are typically unmonitored, there were security concerns, right? People sharing links inside of platforms where they're not monitoring the links. And you know, there's a couple threats that can kind of stem from that. One is not just the point of sharing the link, but also these channels tend to be persistent, right? If you and I were on Slack or on Teams or on another channel and we started chatting, whether it was in a group channel or whether it was a direct, unless there is adequate monitoring and procedure in place, that just stays between us over a long period of time, right? It can be days, weeks, months, even years where that content sits present.
And really?
Things like links can change. Information that I have access to, maybe I shouldn't have access to in the future. Yeah. All of that hygiene and concern around that just hasn't really existed from an enterprise lens looking into the platforms. And so that was one area where those types of security concerns, data loss, people sharing files of sensitive mm-hmm. information with the wrong sets of users internally or sharing data that they're not authorized to share on those channels. And that came up as a big concern in the survey report. And then one thing that we're generally seeing that we'll definitely be looking at in kind of the next wave of the survey is, you know, this has become the new workplace, right? That data kind of shines a light that mm-hmm. we live in the four corners of the screen now. Yeah. And we're looking at our chat dialogues and our video. And that new workplace carries with it its own challenges around how people behave with each other, right? Abuse, bullying, all of those types of things start to move from a physical environment to these four corners. And so we're seeing a lot more concerns around that. And there were some preliminary findings in the survey around some of that data as well.
Yeah, it's just the digital environment behavior is fascinating how people have, I don't want to say they've changed, but it's just interesting to see how people act in a digital environment as opposed to a live environment. So there's probably a lot of passive aggressive type stuff going on because you're so removed from it and all the cybersecurity issues that go along with it. Like you said, you know, when we're in an environment like this, oh, let me give you that link or let me send you that doc. And like, okay, well, how safe is that? So it's just fascinating.
Exactly. Well, and like you mentioned, you know, in the world of banking and credit unions, you know, the adoption was so rapid, right? We talked about the 70% and the 50% growth and just kind of that year timeframe in that survey. But it also means that you have a lot of people that are new to these platforms in terms of them being their day-to-day communication and information sharing. And so whether it's mistakes or not understanding the rules of the road on how they should be behaving here, or you know, that new reality of hybrid working where, you know, sometimes we're in our comfort zone and we're behaving like we're in our comfort zone at home and maybe not maintaining the same professional norms that we should.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the same standards of care around data and the things that we're exchanging on that front. And so when you think about all of that change that everybody's had to absorb, and then the reality that the corresponding infrastructure that goes with that change probably hasn't been put in place, right?
Right.
Firms from large to small, from you know regional to national or multi-state have had to add all of these communication tools into their mix on the fly to keep their businesses flowing and people communicating and information being shared. Now is, you know, when you see through the results, people are actually worried about what that means downstream and what they need to do to put guardrails around it.
Yeah. And this is, as you're talking, I'm thinking about my twin girls who are upstairs right now in online school. We still have them in online school, but they're growing up with this stuff and they're interacting with the teachers. They're interacting with their friends in an online environment. I wonder how that will translate into their professional lives as they kind of move up the chain, so to speak, and how they'll be able to, like you said, this right here is still really new to a lot of people and they don't know how to act or that type of stuff. So I think about them upstairs right now doing their school and how it's going to impact their lives.
To your point, I mean, that's the reality that drives a lot of the adoption, right? If you left it to compliance and risk professionals, they would be as cautious as they possibly could be, but not only because of the pandemic, but also because their end users, right? The employees are increasingly native to these tools and the customers, even most importantly, that they're interacting with, whether it's partners, whether it's end consumer clients, they expect to be able to communicate and leverage all the capabilities and have fluency and a very native experience in terms of sharing files, sharing things on screen, you know, dropping emojis in to indicate, you know, positive sentiment, negative sentiment, all of those types of things. The challenge is keeping pace with that so that you can really provide a good set of guardrails to avoid the risks, whether they're accidental or intentional in that environment.
So I guess the lesson here is, should organizations, again, credit unions in this case, should they have some sort of, I'm sure many, many do have like some guidelines written in place as far as obviously security, I guess behavior, that type of stuff. I'm sure a lot of companies do this already. I'm just thinking outside. I'm just thinking off the top of my head here.
Yeah. So definitely, I think organizations first and foremost need to have process and procedures that are backed by guidelines and kind of rules of the road for how they leverage these platforms that are well communicated, reinforced. There should be training and you know, retraining on the topics within that. I think one of the other things that most organizations are just starting to come to grips with is how they adapt their technology stack to deal with this new communication stack. You need a new set of security and compliance technologies that are frankly built for this, right? Trying to take something that was built for a different paradigm like email and adapt it to deal with something that is nothing like email in terms of how you communicate just doesn't work. And so that's one of the other things and is reflected in those findings as well, that organizations really kind of need to start to migrate the lens that they look at into those communications and how they put those guardrails around them.
Yeah. Yeah. And surveys like this, the information that you guys provide really helps out organizations kind of map out these guidelines, if you will. So yeah, it really kind of sets the tone.
I think so. And you know, that, and frankly, that's what we're hoping to do with that is get a sense of what are the top things that people worry about, and then really make sure that those are well understood, that you know, nobody's suffering in silence and they think it's just them, versus understanding, hey, these are pretty universal concerns and the pain points that I'm feeling, or maybe I haven't felt yet, are being felt by many. And so I actually have a model where I can prepare. I can use data to say, hey, these are typically the top concerns, and here's some ways that we can address those concerns.
So. Yeah. Good stuff. Very timely stuff too. So this is right happening right now, right before our eyes. Really good stuff. So where can folks go to discover more details in this report? Because this is super timely stuff.
Yeah. So the best place to go is datalake.com, and you'll see a link to the survey on the main homepage there. And you can download that survey, and there's lots of data around it, as well as links to other resources to address some of those other challenges that are outlined there. So
cool. Yeah. This is something that you could talk about literally for hours. Around the cybersecurity stuff and the user behavior stuff. I mean, yeah, it's so fascinating. So really good stuff. All right, Devin, anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, I appreciate being able to spend the time, and hopefully everybody gets a chance to take a look at the survey results and get some of those interesting insights out of it.
Indeed. Yeah, we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out. And if they have any questions, give you guys a call or shoot you an email, something like that. So
terrific. Appreciate indeed.
All right, Devin. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time, and keep up the good work there. Okay.
All right. Thank you. You are.